USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his top economic advisors at the White House on Monday. Fears about the growing coronavirus threat are again troubling the financial markets.
We've been on this from day one when we first got word from the China CDC about this and have been working aggressively to prepare this country for what we see as a very serious public health threat.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a vaccine and a therapeutic is being worked on aggressively along with border control measures. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, former Vice President Joe Biden says the markets have no confidence in President Trump's ability to handle the coronavirus.
There's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. He turns everything into what he thinks is a political benefit for himself, but he's actually imploding.
Biden didn't offer any proof to his allegations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A new report finds the U.S. is the biggest arms seller in the world. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world, accounting for 36% of all weapons exported from 2015 through 2019. Russia is second, accounting for 21% of all arms sales over that period. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court will consider a Mississippi case involving the sentencing of juvenile offenders. The case centers around the constitutional limits of sentencing minors to life in prison without parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Coronavirus concerns on Capitol Hill after a Republican senator puts himself in self-quarantine. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And finally, it was an emotional moment Saturday night in Las Vegas as legendary pop star Neil Diamond stepped out of retirement to perform some of his greatest hits. Diamond's surprise performance at the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala at the MGM was his first since 2017 after he announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.